1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. How are y'all feeling tonight? Bro, we have a crazy episode happening as we speak. We don't have one guest. We have two guests. No, but that's not true. We have three guests. Actually, no, wait, that's not true. We have like, what, six, seven guests? We have like eight guests with us right now, bro. It's gonna be a crazy episode. But before we do that, I want to talk to you guys about this crazy thing happening tomorrow. Tomorrow there's gonna be a cypher held by some of the craziest female artists you will ever hear. It's gonna be insane. It's gonna be a cypher, and you get to vote who is gonna be the best person on the cypher. That's right, so it's a whole democracy or something amongst that line. So let me tell you more about this cypher that is happening tomorrow. It is hosted by the Kitoko Club, right? I hope I pronounced that right. It's called the L Cypher. And it is going to be a bunch of different artists. It's going to be Dre, Lena Blue, Deli K, Slimmatic, Certified KJ, Leah Cloud, Mula, Pauline, and Sinead Starlet. I hope I pronounced that right. It's happening tomorrow from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's going to be insane at Studio Numa, I think. Numa? Something like that. Along the line. So, yo, it's going to be crazy. And about that, actually, we also have three new songs. Two of them are going to be performing live tomorrow. So we're going to start off with Slimmatic. You know, she's been popping off lately. We were actually at her photo shoot with Dreams Girl. Shout out Dreams Girl. She's also here with us tonight. Insanely talented. Shout out to her for celebrating her 1-year anniversary as well for dropping music. It's just the first year and hopefully many to come. It's going to be amazing. We also have a new song by Shortcake called Toxic, and this one is actually insane. My mind was blown, but her verse is insane, her flow is crazy, production is amazing, so I can't wait for you guys to hear it. We also have Deli K with a new song called Dose, and honestly, this is gonna be insane. The song is awesome. Deli K has been in her bag lately, and I can't wait for you guys to listen to all these songs. So yo, back to back bangers all night. We're gonna start off with Toxic by Shortcake, Lonely at Night by Slimmatic, and Dose by Deli K. I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. Let's get it. 1690, this is The Come Up.
En fait, t'acceptes juste pas d'être comme toutes ces bitches. Tu show off pour pas qu'on riche. T'es juste un petit parasite. Ta seule richesse c'est ton cop. Paquet de fric, mais t'es toxique. T'existes seulement pour paraître. Tu penses en top, mais tu répliques. En fait, t'acceptes juste pas d'être comme toutes ces bitches. Tu show off pour pas qu'on riche. T'es juste un petit parasite. Ta seule richesse c'est ton cop. Paquet de fric, mais t'es toxique. Tu penses au track avec du cash. Par contre, t'es pas un patin multitâche. De vache, alors t'as même pas de chasse. Dans ce monde, t'es juste un chat. Pense pas pouvoir get cette bad bitch. Capitaliste, tu t'y attaches. Pendant que tes bills, une personne s'entasse. Sur les autres, tu passes ton temps à crash. Dans un cycle où tu t'attaches. Fixe pour les autres, tu pourrais stack. T'aurais du wealth, pas juste du cash. Bitch, t'existes seulement pour paraître. Tu penses en top, mais tu répliques. En fait, t'acceptes juste pas d'être comme toutes ces bitch. Tu show off pour pas qu'on bitch. Un petit parasite. C'est le richesse, c'est ton cop. Paquet de fric, mais t'es toxique. T'existes seulement pour paraître. Tu penses en top, mais tu répliques. En fait, t'acceptes juste pas d'être comme toutes ces bitches. Tu show off pour pas qu'on bitch. T'es juste un petit parasite. C'est le richesse, c'est ton cop. Paquet de fric, mais t'es toxique. Pretty privilege, c'est comme le nouveau broke female. Je te le donne tes balles, mais profiter des autres, c'est lame. Profite de leur cash que tu peux pas être dans ton propre game. Baby, au final, t'es aussi blame que si tu mails. Après, tu demandes pourquoi le partner a fini dans le jail. Maintenant, t'es seul, personne pourra payer pour tes nails. Stand up pour toi, tu peux tout faire avec tes propres hands. T'as tout pour toi, le meilleur flex, c'est de faire tes propres bands. T'existes seulement pour paraître, tu passes en top, mais tu répliques. En fait, t'acceptes juste pas d'être comme toutes ces bitches. Tu show off pour pas qu'on ditch, t'es juste un petit parasite. Ta seule richesse, c'est ton cop, paquet de fric, mais t'es toxique. T'existes seulement pour paraître, tu passes en top, mais tu répliques. En fait, juste pas d'être comme toutes ces bitches. Tu show off pour pas qu'on ditch. T'es juste un petit parasite. Ta seule richesse c'est ton cop. Paquet de fric, mais t'es toxique.
forever. I love the way he love on me, rub on me, suck on me, drop me at the mall and dropping bag after bag on me. Yeah, and I ain't never short a thing, and he ain't never be too far. It's only one phone ring, and then we fussing, and we fighting, and we fucking all night, and then we fighting, and we fussing, and we fuck, yeah. You know how it goes, that real toxic shit. It smells so good under your nose, be locked into it. Bleeding love, red rose, we locking lips, he dip. He going south, licking toes, he licking lips and clit. Skin wet, body froze, phone rings, he dips and says, baby, I gotta go. What? Baby, I gotta go. And if you don't say so, put on your clothes and hit the dope. Here come the argue and the fight. If it's one thing I hate, it's being lonely at night. You wanna call me in the day, you wanna spend all these hours wasting time, you wanna lay, you wanna bring me cheap flower shopping spree on Monday, Tuesday, like nothing happened, D&D on Wednesday, Thursday, I'm all important, man. Fuck all this calendar shit. Like, huh, cause I'm a bossy bitch, and I'm on my bossy shit. Swerving neck be glossy and serving better options, yeah. All white gold be glistening, and are you listening? Big dog, well, I'm a big dog too. We in this together, baby, whatever you wanna do. Cause you said you want me bad, and I said I want you too. So why am I sitting next to you and feeling lonely, boo? I love the way he love on me, rub on me, suck on me. Drop me at the mall and dropping bag after bag on me. Yeah, and I ain't never showed a thing, and he ain't never be too far. It's only one phone ring, and then we fussing, and we fighting, and we fucking all night, and then we fighting, and we fussing, and we fucking, yeah. You know how it goes, that real toxic shit. He's sitting home, blue robe, we locked in, knew it. We get to fucking even more. He digging deep like split, ass clapping on the floor, never need no spit. When he fucking on my song, his phone rings, he dips and says, baby, I gotta go. What? Again? Baby, I gotta go. And if you don't say so, put on your clothes and hit the dough. Here come the argue and the fight, cause it's fuck you, nigga. Don't bother coming home tonight. Bye. I'm out.
Ça, j'ai plus le leur. J'suis focus sur ma monnaie. Dans ma vie, ça se plein de choses. Mais pas un jour que je regrette. Pour tout ça, j'ai plus le leur. J'suis focus sur ma monnaie. Dans ma vie, ça se plein de choses. Mais pas un jour que je regrette. J'ai tellement commis de fautes. J'ai plus de l'air. J'suis focus sur ma monnaie. Dans ma vie, ça se plein de choses. Et pas un jour que je regrette. J'ai tellement commis de fautes que je remarque pas mes défauts. Dans la nuit, j'vois en psychose. Pour me calmer, je prends ma dose.
'69, that was three back-to-back bangers, bro. Dose by Deli K, Lonely at Night by Slimmatic, and Toxic by Shortcake, bro. Be sure to catch Deli K and Slimmatic tomorrow at the L Cypher at 9 p.m. It's going to be the craziest thing you will ever see. Now, tonight, we have the craziest episode we've had in a minute. So, let's introduce the one, the only... Fierce Chaos, yeah, hot record. Fierce Chaos Records, how are you feeling, guys?
Yo, what's good, everybody? Can we get a hair in the back? Yeah.
That's what's up. So right now we got Senna, we got Dreams Girl, we got Jay, we got Suave, we got everyone here, but we also got Bin Boy pulling up soon.
Yeah, Bin Boy's on the and Maeva's here.
So, and Maeva's here.
And Santo's also here.
Okay,
so
we got more people
here, guys.
Damn, that's great. It's a real full house.
Yeah, it's literally all full house. I'm really, really excited for this, the way this is going. I thought it was going to be like four people, but everyone's here.
Everyone. It's like a Smash Bros. Like yeah. commercial. This is awesome.
I feel like we're watching like a sequel of the X-Men right now. Like, literally all
almost
the X-Men.
Everyone's here.
Almost.
Opposite. That's
opposite.
What's it.
Yeah, opposite's not here. But it's okay. He's working on a big project right now. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Oppo.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
out Oppo. Tell the viewers a little bit about yourselves. Who is Chaos Records?
So, Fierce Chaos Records, my voice cracked, but this is a label that I actually started after listening to a bunch of Thai Digital songs and, like, being in love with my best friend who made music at the time.
Nice.
Fun fact, I never got to, like, approach him at all, so instead I just got better at what he did and created my own empire, and it ended up being my dream. I wanted to be around people who have ambition, and I handpicked every single person that you see in this room and the people who are going to come in too because of ambition. I picked people who I was like, I know you guys are diehard in this, and I could see it. So that's how it works for me. I really, really am so happy the way that things have been turning out this year, especially just number-wise. Also, shout out to Mr. Suave in the back for hitting 70K on his video in 2 weeks.
70K?
Shout out to that. Yo, new congrats. Song, NOS. That's such a fucking banger. Also, sorry for swearing. But yeah, and Dreams Girl just released some music.
Yes, she
Jay
did.
Jay just released some music. Pinboy released some Summertime in Europa. It's a great song,
it's
too.
It's a great start.
Yeah, just... overall, everything's been going really crazy, and the collabs are never ending. I'm really excited for what else is going to happen. I'm getting a phone call from the girl that's downstairs.
You're good. But, yo, 100%. So, yo, talk to us. What is this label about? How did they get started in the first place?
Yeah, so when I started this label, like I said earlier, like, I was just listening to Thai Boy Digital, and I wanted to create, like, a kind of collective, like, the Sad Boys.
Right.
So, Young Lean had his, like, Sad Boy era, and I wanted to do that. And like I said, like, my best friend was making music, and he was making beats, and he was rapping at the time, and I was like, fuck, like, I could low-key do it better, because I wanted to be with him, but I was like, shit, I could just be more creative. And I did it. And then I grew up traveling a lot in the U.S., and in doing so, I met a lot of people who made music in the U.S., and that made me really tapped in with the music scene out there. So I actually signed people out there first, and I had people only in the U.S. at first, and then only in Europe too, so I started branching out over there.
Right.
And then gradually I was like, you know, like, I'm from Montreal, might as well dabble with the Montreal people, like, let's see what they have to offer. And then I did, and now here we are.
You, like, low-key assembled the Avengers, bro.
Yeah, I think that I handpicked, like, a lot of people who love their craft and, like, do this because they love it, not because they have to do it, you know?
Right.
And that makes me happy. And I feel like that was a big problem, too, growing up for me. It's like, I always was around people who didn't want to make music for them, but just for, like, the money outcome. They're like, oh, I'm going to make this song because it's going to make me a lot of bucks. But no, in reality, like, I always want to find the person who's making the music because it makes them feel good.
For the art.
Yeah, for the art.
I like that. Not associated with For the Art, the group, but still pretty
no.
cool. So, yo, let's talk about some of these artists. Let's start off with the one and only Dreams Girl. How
Hi
are
guys.
You?
I'm so excited to be here.
This is your first time. Oh, my God.
I'm literally so excited.
This is so cool. We were actually at the video shoot. Yeah. On Monday with Slimatic. It was awesome. It was hot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The weather.
Weather-wise. Sorry.
Yeah. No, the weather was absolutely horrible.
It was atrocious.
Yeah.
Not a single cloud.
Yeah, I know. But we survived.
We did. I got a heat stroke, but, like, it was pretty lit. It's for the lore.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty cool. So, yo, talk to us a little bit about yourself. So, who is Dreams Girl?
Well, Dreams Girl... she makes hyperpop, well, kind of. I mean, of course, a lot of people are gonna compare my music to, like, Pink Pinterest and shit like that, but a lot of my inspirations comes from Susie Shear or Horse Girl, Barely Human, a lot of artists that really makes, like, hyperpop. And that's really what I want to do. I want people to, like, enjoy my music and, like, be able to dance and sometimes maybe relate to it, because I do have the most of the songs that I make are like love songs and about how I feel, and like I'm heartbroken, and some of them do have like that deeper feeling, a deeper connection. And I just want to share stories, basically. Most of them are really like something that I lived and felt, and I just want to share stories, and I want people to relate to what I do.
Honestly, yeah. I love that how you stand out within this genre. I feel like not a lot of people do this genre in Montreal, let alone do it well. And honestly, this is such a refreshing thing to see, because you stand out so much and in such a great way, especially in this genre.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's a little bit hard, because I feel like right now French is really working, like, it's really the thing. And I do want to kind of maybe go and try to work maybe around with techno, but like in French.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want to go like with the electronic sound and play with things.
Honestly, yeah, it's always fun to experiment, especially with like, would you say yourself like Y2K style-esque?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, kind of.
I think it's really cool. I love what you're doing. I think it's just, especially your latest EP, you dropped such, like, banger after banger. It was actually
Thank you so much.
Eternal, right?
Yeah, exactly, that's Eternal.
We're actually playing a song from it called Beauty is a Knife.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be, what can you tell us about that song?
Well, it's just very deep. Instead of writing about, like, a lover, like, something like that, I wanted to talk about me and what I struggled with. And if you really take the time to listen to the song, it really talks about while I struggled a few years ago with an eating disorder. I struggled with anorexia and bulimia, and I really wanted to talk about it and talk about how it made me feel and how beauty makes you feel in general, how it's such like how you have to always be beautiful and be skinny and be perfect. And for me, it was just something that I had to talk about, and most of the people didn't get it at first. Like, just my producer at first, he was like, oh, I thought it was like one of your party song and just enjoying life. But if you really listen to the lyrics, you do get the sense, and yeah, it's just very deep, and yeah, I love that song.
Honestly, I can't wait to listen to it again. I've heard it before, but like, it's such a banger. It's so awesome, but I can't wait to just like go back into it. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, we've heard it on Monday multiple times, huh?
Multiple times.
Yeah,
it was on repeat. That's why I thought it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
But yo, we also have the one and only Suave with us tonight, who is also on our show most recently.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling, man?
I'm chilling, doing pretty good, apart from the broken arm.
Yeah, what happened to that, man?
Work accident, bro.
Damn.
I learned to fly that day. Well, I tried.
You learned to fly.
I tried to learn to fly, basically, so... I mean, are we getting into the story?
I mean, screw it. Why not?
Okay. So
hell yeah.
I mean, it depends if we have time. If we don't
have time. Yeah, we have plenty of time, dude.
All right, cool. So basically, a little story time. I basically work in a kind of a wing of construction. So I'm a high-rise window cleaner.
It's true. And yeah, you were telling us about this.
Yes, sir. So basically, I was just trying to be too fast, you know, taking shortcuts. Forgot to clip myself back in. Thank God I was only on the second floor. Thank God I was only on the second floor, because I hopped back into the machine, into the spider lift, slipped, fell, landed on my elbow. Thank God nothing else got hurt. Only a dislocated elbow, so we're chilling. A few months off work.
Oh, yeah, you're chilling, bro. It's, you can just walk back up, bro.
I walked into the car and drove to the hospital, so it wasn't too bad, but... It was cool.
That's some nonchalant shit, bro. Loki.
But yeah, so apart from that, been chilling.
Bro, your video's been getting crazy views. How much is that?
Right now, I think it's at 77 or 78, Holy. Something like that.
Holy.
Yeah.
It's
about to hit 78. Pretty crazy. I wasn't expecting it.
Dude, it's always the ones that you never expect to go crazy.
Exactly.
And honestly, I find that so crazy. Especially, like if I do content too, like, I'll put, like, I'll half-ass a video. And it'll go, like, do crazy numbers. Like, the anniversary party video. I did that in 20 minutes. sent it out.
Well, this video, I've been sitting on. I forgot I had it because like, basically, exactly. Yeah, if you notice my most recent video that I posted a few weeks ago, but there's snow in the video. So, and my hair is not the same. Anyways,
yeah. We could use some snow right now, bro. It's really hot in here.
Ooh, fuck the snow. My bad for the language, but no, I hate good. The snow. But so basically, I recorded this video. My girlfriend actually recorded it at the time. It was like,
shout
it was
out,
like.
Guys.
Shout out. 1 a.m. near her crib, there's this crazy long street, and the lights were all perfect, and like it was freshly snowed, so the whole street was white. And I was like, this is a perfect opportunity for a video. So we filmed one real quick, I edited it, everything the same night, but I just completely forgot about it, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to throw in, like, an ad budget on it, because, like, with all the videos that I've been posting recently, I find that when you throw the ad on it, like, it boosts it crazy. Like, it,
100%.
It helps a ton. So, like generally, ad. I try and wait for to have the budget for an ad, and that's what I did. I just waited, and I was like, "Fuck, I haven't posted a video in a while." And I remembered, I scrolled through, I remembered I had that one, so I went into my camera roll. I posted it for 2 days from then, and it just went crazy. The first day, it hit like 10,000, crazy. And the likes. The thing is that sometimes you put the ad on it, and you'll get crazy views, but the likes and the interactions won't match it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I had crazy likes, comments were off, and really, like, I didn't have many comments, but, like, you know what I mean? Still 77,000 views, exactly, I'll take what I can get, you know what I mean? It hit, like, 5,000 likes or something, it was something crazy.
So now and, that this video got, like, higher up, does that mean that, like, your standards are also, like, kind of going, like, higher up?
Naturally, yes. But, like, the thing is that I don't want to set my expectations too high and then get
disappointed.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd rather like stick to a steady like workflow, like really make sure that I like what I'm posting and that I'm happy with it and that it's going to go like in the long run I'll be happy with it. Cuz it happens sometimes, like I'll post something or I'll drop a song and then a few months later like I don't want to hear it no more. Like I'm like my own hater sometimes, you know what I mean? Some people tell me the song is still good, but for some reason to me it just I feel like it lacks something sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I really make sure that, like, what I'm about to post is something that I'm going to like for, like, a while. And that, like, it has potential to not grow old quick. You know what I mean?
You want something that lasts.
That lasts, exactly.
100%. You need to be not just consistent, but you also need to make something that's, like, timeless in a sense. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But honestly, y'all, great, good shit. But, yo, we also have my boy Jay with us in the building. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good.
Zwap Jay, bro.
Zwap Jay.
This man is like in layers of like clothing, bro.
Listen, jacket. Yo, I'm Jamaican. Like,
bro,
like I'm Jamaican.
I'm like, sweating I'm looking at you, bro. It's like not in a weird way, but like I'm dying of heat.
Yo, what you mean you sweating
bro,
looking at
I'm,
me,
bro? Don't even worry about it, bro. It's been a hot day. I've been dying, bro. We went fishing. We went all over the place, bro.
Yeah.
But yo,
nice
you went fishing. I love it.
Yo, fishing. We caught nothing. We saw a turtle and
we
that
caught
was
nothing.
It. But yo, talk to us about the latest EP that you just dropped, man. It was called Away From Home.
Away From Home?
Yes,
sir.
Let me tell y'all the whole story about that album.
You performed
Obviously,
it.
Obviously, yeah.
You performed it.
Yeah. But the whole meaning of that album, obviously, I've moved to Canada, 4 years now from Jamaica. And I made it seem as if, like, it's mainly a girl that I'm low-key chasing. But it's like a double-edged blade. It's like,
right. Yes,
I miss home. But, like, home is, like, her in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's basically what the album is basically stretching.
You're missing the feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Just a feeling of being home.
Homesickness.
Yeah. You told me, too, before the EP was dropping, you were also planning, like, a short film.
Yes.
Say, what's happening with that? Mm. What can you tell us about that, actually?
The short films, basically, as Suave, I want to make, like, publish more videos just so people can see, like, the brand itself, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Content.
Yeah, literally,
good
just
stuff,
the content.
Content creation, of course. Yeah.
So I want to build just a brand around my name over just filming instead of it just being
it's
the music, you know
idea.
What I'm saying? So that's basically what I want to do. I just want to make, like, short films that just match the vibe of the songs.
I like that. Like, would it be, like...
Would you write your own scripts? Like,
Yeah,
for sure.
That's
I want to write
so
my
beautiful.
Own scripts.
That's beautiful.
Would the script like be around like the EP as well?
Yeah, for sure. That's what I wanted to start with first. But I just got my whole setup, so I was like, yo, more music on the way. for sure.
But yo, we're about to listen to all these songs back to back, bro. We're gonna start off with your song, Jay, Away Party. They, one of my personal favorites. We also got Summertime in Europa by Bimboy Curly.
One time.
Who should be pulling up very soon. We got Beauty is a Knife by Dreams Girl. We also got Pink Benny User, who was recently on our show. Forget, which also has the one and only Maeva, which is going to be very cool. And we also have Lap from the Boobs Tape, spelled 60065, and I'm not a pervert, but it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be lit back to back to back.
Shout out the Boobs Team.
Bangers, bro. It's gonna be. Do they know they're live on the radio?
Yeah. The Boobs
Hopefully.
Team?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't actually. I didn't even mention that to them. I'll text them now. I'll text them, I guess. Like, hey.
That's crazy.
By the way, your boobs saved on the radio.
They got a lot of time before we listen, bro. But yo. Let's get it, bro. 1690, we're about to listen to five back-to-back bangers. Exactly, exclusively on the come-up. Let's get it, bro. White Boy Wasaz, Jay, Senna, Dreams Girl, Suave, everyone's in here, bro. Let's get it. Clara, my fault. And we all got this. Let's get
Clara
it.
Clara in the cut.
Yes, man.
Party, 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 party,
so high, get my life back. Pushing this under pressure, no question. Bitch, yeah, I'm much we love you. I promise I can stop you. You're on the good side, baby girl. Let's just go.
I'm fucking bummed, I've been told. Are your Monday afternoons lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I've got just the solution for you. Whip Appeal, my show here on CJLO 1690 AM every Monday at 3 p.m. Laid-back R&B to the latest in cutting-edge hip-hop from Canada and around the globe. Whip Appeal, 3 p.m. every Monday, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
What's up, guys? I'm Ash Lex.
And I'm Rachel Dara.
We're here to talk about 3F Festival Femme Fatale. Where is it taking place, Rachel?
Sur, downtown. You better be there.
Yeah, June 19th and 20th. And who's going to be there, Rachel?
I'm going to be there with my band. Ash is going to be there with her band. Emma Jean is going to be there. Death Proof is going to be there. Black Magic is going to be there. Those Trees are going to be there.
That is a lot of really dope female acts. You guys want to see this? 3F is in support of women in music, and all of the proceeds are going to the Montreal chapter of Women in Music. Shout out our sponsors, Sweet 88, Chocolatier, AI Merch, Freak Shop, and CJLO. 3F Festival Femme Fatale.
It's June 19th and 20th at Seawolves. Better see you there.
We'll see you there.
Hello, Montreal. This is Mira, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on your radio dial in Montreal.
1690. We are back at it again, bro. The come up. That was five back-to-back straight bangers, non-stop, only here. You know, I don't think you're going to listen to as much bangers as you will on any other radio station except for CJLO, the come up, bro. We have more people pulling up. Bimboy's in the bathroom. And, you know, shout out to him. It's lit. We also have a newcomer. Introduce yourself. Who is this incredible artist? Toi.
Ben, moi, c'est Maeva.
Oui, salut, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, toi?
Bien. Donc, c'est qui, Maeva?
Je chante depuis que je suis toute petite, c'est ma passion, puis ouais, c'est ça. J'aime aussi la mode, tout ça.
Ah oui, ça c'est vraiment, ouais. That's really cool, that's mm-hmm. really cool. And vous êtes francophone?
Ouais.
C'est quand même cool. Usually,
je suis québécoise, ouais.
Vraiment québécoise, en vrai, moi c'est quand même cool, mais c'est cool. It's a bit of a franglish situation going on, but that's honestly, that's
I'm sorry.
Cool. No, it's cool. Have you been doing music for a long time? C'était quand même a long time.
Non, ça fait à peu près un ou deux mois. Là. C'est tout récent là, que j'ai commencé à faire de la musique puis à chanter plus ouvertement. Là.
Okay, c'est quand même cool. And you were on Pink Benny User song, Forget.
Yeah.
C'était quoi ça? How was it? C'était bon?
Ouais.
C'est quoi votre expérience avec lui?
Ben, c'était vraiment chill pour vrai. Là. C'était go with the flow for real.
Honnêtement, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And do you have more music coming out soon? Plus de.
Ouais,
music?
J'aimerais vraiment ça.
Honnêtement, ça c'est.
Ben, il y en a une qui est en cours en ce moment là.
Ooh, ok.
Ouais, mais c'est tout un autre genre là.
Ooh, ok.
Ouais.
Qu'est-ce que tu peux dire pour ça? Est-ce que c'est comme une surprise ou comme...
Non, parce que j'ai déjà une partie sur mon téléphone que j'ai déjà postée sur mes réseaux, puis on l'a juste jamais terminé encore, là, mais...
OK, ça arrive quand, à peu près?
Dans peut-être quelques semaines, là.
OK, all right. C'est une surprise. Honestly, I'm very excited. Ça va être vraiment cool. Ça va être very, really interesting. And honestly, thank you so much. That's really cool. We also have two newcomers. Bimboy is back from the bathroom type shit. Literally, but not the point. How you feeling, dog? It's been a minute. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I'm feeling amazing, bro.
Yeah. Is the bathroom, when I went to the bathroom, the lights were closed.
The lights were off. I had to piss in the dark.
Oh, bro, I went to the bathroom in the dark,
okay,
too.
It's okay, though. To all the concierges, I didn't piss on the anywhere but the urinal. I did a little flash, you know?
I think I missed the bowl completely, dude. Loki,
really?
Mom, did it smell? Did it smell? No, I'm joking. Not the bowl.
Did it smell? Yeah, it smelled like Mateo.
Mmm. Signature.
This guy said,
that's how I left my mark. Yo, we were listening to... Actually, we were playing your songs before. Like, I was DJing before here, and we also had Summertime in Europa playing.
Summertime in Europa? Yeah. I fuck with that song.
I fuck with it too. Me too. That's crazy.
That's a good song.
Oh my God. It's almost as if you made it or something.
I might have.
You might have. So, yo, talk to us about that. What was the process behind this song specifically?
I don't know. I was vibing, bro. Summer's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Summer is
I'm about to drop
here.
Some crazy rage on their head top. So I was like, low-key, let me give them one last little love song, you know?
A little love song. I actually like this a lot. I like this style a lot. It suits you very well.
I'm going to get back to it. There's going to be more.
Okay.
Possible volume two, you know?
Can we expect like a little EP revolving around that genre, give or take?
At some point, yeah. I haven't started working on it because... But... Soon, yeah, of course.
Bro.
Like, I like that style. I have fun doing it, you know?
Yeah, so. But I want it now, bro.
I want it now.
Give it to me now. It's not fair.
I got you with some unreleased, bro. You know you always get my untitled folders.
Of course.
You always get everything early, bro. You're
good. You got my untitled, too, for real. I get everyone's. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I just have, like, a bunch. I didn't know that, like, you get notifications every time you listen to it.
Bro, I would change. Okay, yo, I'm super indecisive about my album covers, right?
Yep.
So I'll change my covers, like, 30 times,
Goated
bro.
Goated manager, by the way.
And who texted me? No, I wasn't you. Someone texted me being like, bro.
It was
Who
me.
Was
I texted
it?
You.
I'm pretty sure
no,
it was me.
Yo, was it you when you were like, oh yeah, and you're like, go back to the old cover.
I did the same thing, dog.
Bro,
yeah. Exactly.
No, because every time I'm just going through covers, and I didn't realize that everyone's getting the notifications of it being like, Bimboy. And then sometimes I'm going back and forth between two, bro. Yo, I'm sorry.
Yo.
But yo,
I'd be sitting there watching.
Give me
awesome
notifications,
like,
bro. Yo.
But yo, honestly, the OG Corpse Party album cover was actually insane.
Yo, shout out Irv.
Yeah, shout out Irv.
We are going to.
Shout out.
Okay, so it's a volume one, so you could assume there's gonna be more volumes.
Volume
just
two.
Know Irv is shooting every cover for that, bro. That shit was gas.
Yo, I want Irv to like low key film a movie.
Yo, Irv,
like a documentary for
a
us.
Documentary?
Like,
bro, Irv, I love Irv.
I kind of love
I just
Irv.
Seen him tonight. I literally just seen him.
No
earlier.
Way, he's here.
Yeah,
I
of course.
He
yo,
Toronto.
He was at Merle. He was taking his pictures.
I thought he was in Toronto tonight.
He got back today. away and went straight to the event.
I'm so excited to see Irv later.
Yo,
guys.
Is Real Fresh lit? Is it like worth going to?
Yeah, yo, of course, yeah, bro. There's street food. I had some crazy Indian food yesterday.
So good. Everyone should go to Mural Fest. I think Mural Fest is actually one of the festivals that's been fire for the past 10 years.
You have to take in, it's a good festival if it's going on for like 2 weeks, bro. It's been going on for like a week and a half or some shit like that, bro. But I'm not fucking with it for the parking, though. Yo,
that's
free Saint Laurent, parking. Free Saint Laurent, bro.
They closed the street down.
Everything's closed. Everything's blocked.
Yeah, you gotta do a little walk. I can't lie.
In this heat, bro, it's crazy, bro.
You gotta bring your water bottles out,
bring
guys.
Your water. Don't get sunstroke like I did on Monday, bro.
You got heat stroke on Monday.
Bad man never get hot.
The music thing, bro. Oh my god, Dreams Girl was watching me like just in like. Disarray. Yeah, I was
That's
just
not cool.
I had no lunch. I had no water.
I had no lunch.
From 11 to 3, I was just in the heat. No clouds. There was nothing. I was just freeballing it. It was just like straight.
And what would have been your lunch?
Dude, we went to A&W for lunch.
Yo, A&WK, A&WK, bro.
A&WK
means yo. I don't like A&W no more.
Bro. Not anymore. That's valid.
Nah, not anymore.
I get
yo,
it. Used to be better.
Why?
I had an incident with them like a week ago. I can't lie.
Okay, never mind. He's just being the boy.
I had a little incident. Specifically, A&W Saint Laurent. I'm coming for you, bro.
Like,
I'm coming
That's
for you.
So specific.
I swear to God.
What
bro.
Happened?
I got beef with A&W Saint Laurent, bro.
I was with someone, they want to use the bathroom. I'm like, yo, just let them use the bathroom.
You have to buy something.
They're like, I told them I was going to buy something. They're like, blah, 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 whatever. Don't do crack in the bathroom.
Because that's literally crack at A&W's, though.
I'm like, all right, you know, I'm like, I'll buy something. And then he ends up being rude with me. And then one thing got to another. Next thing you know, he's on the phone with the cops. And I'm like, yo.
Yo, what?
I have a video. I have a video. I didn't do anything wrong. I swear to God, I didn't do anything wrong that night.
So much.
That's kind of wild.
I don't know. I was taking videos. Yo, I don't like the people that were up in there either, bro. I feel like I was the villain or something, bro.
What?
Yeah, but you went to A&W, bro. But like, low-key, though, speaking of beefs with like specific restaunt chains, I have a beef with McDonald's.
Shawarma Moots?
McDonald's and St. Bruno.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Valid.
So
that sucks.
It's
they
so
suck.
Because I had the McRib for the first time there.
Yo, I double McRib
Why
once.
Did you buy that?
What?
I double McRib, bro. Yo, I lost like
Why did
I'm not
you
the
buy
same.
That, guys?
I'm
Dude,
not the same
I
ever
lost,
since.
Like, I think,
Why
like,
are you guys
five,
eating got still McDonald's?
I got horrible food poisoning. Horrible food poisoning from this thing.
Right.
And I recorded myself eating it because I was with my boys. Like, yo, this is ass, bro. I'm not going to eat this. 2 hours later, I'm just in disarray. I was in... like shock.
Disarano.
I couldn't move.
I was in Disarano two
I was,
hours
I was
later.
In Disarano.
I was panicking.
But
this is not about the McRib. This is about this insane record label we got here tonight. So what is the future for this label?
Yo, the future of this label, like, I'm not gonna lie, I might have to start hiring other managers. Like,
really?
Yeah, so I've already been in cahoots with three that work in Montreal and one that works in the US, in New York specifically, because they want more. What are you doing, dog? Because they want, like, they want me to low-key branch out and get more people on the team. My issue as a whole, though, is I love my group that I have made myself.
Some members only
and
shit.
Yeah, I find it very hard to, I guess, branch out and meet like more people only because I know, like I said earlier in the episode, the ambition that I'm looking for. And I know that the people nowadays don't have that. And like, even if I meet, there's some people that I do meet that like act like they got it. But then the second we're really about to talk about business and stuff and like, let's see what you really want to do. They're not ready to put it down, and I can't be about that.
Put it down.
You gotta have people who are like, professional.
Driven.
Ready.
Ambitious.
Speaking of ready, it's my favorite part of the show. The quote of the day.
Yay.
Does everyone have a quote of the day? Or I'm going to do it on the spot, bro.
Yeah.
You want a quote of the day?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is my honor, bro. What is the quote of the day?
Oh, you asking me?
I'm asking you right now.
So honestly, my quote of the day... because this just proved that my quote of the day works.
Uh-huh.
Never give up.
Type shit.
Never give up. I wanted to...
never back down.
People last
that
year...
goes with what I
literally
said.
Last year
Keep
today, I had people tell me to delete this label. And I did not delete this label. I continued. And I even got more people to like join. And like we strengthened. And we're still here, guys.
Exactly.
Dreams work, okay, guys? Dreams Girl, shout
Dreams
out.
Girl. Shout out Dreams Girl, the GOAT.
Shout out Dreams Girl. Yo, for real.
What about you, Bimbo Curly? What is the quote of the day?
Bro, pull up Corpse Party 2.
Yo, pull June up Corpse Party.
Bro. Everything's marketing, bro.
That's it. What about you, Dreams Girl? What is the quote of the day?
Listen to Eternal.
I would say, yeah, go listen to Eternal, and everything is eternal. We're never gonna die. And
watch this.
Hey, yo, die, white guys. Boy with the sauce about to hit us with a bomb.
Never gonna die. And yeah. Your memory leaves.
I think Jay co-signs this in the back.
Real shit. Yo, let's get everyone's quote of the day. Bro.
Yeah, I wanted to get everybody's quote of the day. So I'm gonna switch out. I'm gonna switch out to somebody else.
Hell yeah, bro. Everyone gets quote.
See, look at that. 10% already. Huh? Yo, actually.
Bet. Santo? We got Santo? Okay, yo, we can get him too. In the what? Okay, yeah. Alright, yo, who we got here? We got my boy Jay. Took off his jacket because he's caving in because of heat.
Yeah, my quote of the day has to do with the jacket too. I needed to remove it.
That's what's up, bro. That's the quote of the day.
No. That's not the quote of the day. It has something involving the jacket though.
Alright, so what
quote of the day is? Drink water. It's hot out here.
Yeah.
Honestly, yo, drink water for real. It's
awesome. Yeah, me shout out Agua.
You gotta stay hydrated. We also got a newcomer, bro. We got one and only
CFT
Santo.
CFTCPK, bro.
Oh, that's what's up, bro. So, what is the quote of the day?
Bro, the quote of the day is, bro, when you do something, do it 100%. Because most of the people don't do it 100%, and they don't achieve what they want to achieve in life.
Real shit, bro.
You know?
Honestly, 100%. You either you don't do it, or you put it, you're 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Honestly, I love that. Who we got else? Yo, Suave, you want to do the quote of the day?
Suave with the quote of the day.
And I didn't forget about you either, Maya, bro. You have to do a quote of the day,
too. I'm going
to
quote Fur Cardigan. He was here last time. He couldn't make it this time.
Type shit.
Basically, every shot you make, you never miss. Basically.
Facts.
Basically, what that means is basically, it means... Basically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it
that
was.
Makes sense.
It makes
I definitely
perfect
understood
sense.
What he said.
I understand. It's lit. Do we have anyone else who wants to do a quote of the day? Y'all want to do a quote of the day?
No quotes.
My favorite quote. Man. Something inspirational. You got this. You thinking? But we got like 2 minutes left. Oh, man. All right. But yo, we are almost out of time, bro. Thank you to everyone who pulled up tonight. This was an amazing episode full of crazy characters. Crazy-ass crossover episode.
Yes, sir.
Jay promised me Jamaican food, so
okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Stay tuned for that video. That's going to be...
You're just calling it out now, huh?
No, bro. I'm just hungry. So it's just... It's,
yo, I'm hungry, too.
I'm hungry. Yo, shit. Okay, yo, so let's run it, bro.
Mark.
And yo, don't forget, tomorrow night... Pull up to the L Cypher. It's going to be insane. It's going to be crazy. Tons of crazy performances. We hope to see you there. This is the White Boy with Sauce signing off. See you guys next week for a crazy episode with Bad Kenny. I will be kicking his ass in Mario Kart. So let's run it back, bro.
Drink agua.
That's right. Yo, drink water. Stay hydrated. Yo, it's going to get hot next week.
Hot out here.
That's what's up, bro. See y'all.
We is an island at the end of the day.
Very, 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 very soon, guys. Let's get it.
Yay. Thank you.
best that we can do. To hope and dream for something new. To hope and dream for something. Summer we will break before the sun. Work until it's done. Living for the night. Like you'd roll and die.
Bathing in the river. Wash the tears. Remember we were golden. Summer on the
from her grave.